CCS. So the Northern Appalachian Folk Festival is coming up. And how about this? The Jaggers are coming to Indiana. That's right. And Jimmy Ross of the Jaggers is on the telephone with me this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
Wonderful. It's good to have you on the air with us today. You're one of the original founding members of the Jaggers, aren't you?
That's right. Back in 65, believe it or not.
65?
65. Man. How old were you in 65?
I was five. I was five in 60. Wow. The Jaggers have been around for 51 years.
Yeah.
Man. Now, you did disband briefly, but you got back together, well, maybe not briefly, but you got back together when?
In the late 80s, we got back together.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And we've been performing probably about 20, 25 shows a year.
Really?
Ever since.
Really? Now, who's in the band now? What are some of the names we're going to know?
Benny Fiella. He's
he's the other founder, right?
Guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Dennis Maccabee's on guitar. Paul Martello's on drums. Hermy Granati's on keyboards. Chris Paterini's on sax. And we got six guys up there. We're cooking, man.
Oh, yeah. And Hermy, of course, he comes with the B.E. Taylor Christmas concert. He's been coming here for years to Indiana. So Hermy knows what an Indiana crowd's all about. Now,
oh, yeah, yeah. He's been doing the Christmas thing with B.E.
Yeah, for all those years. Mm-hmm. Hey, when B.E. passed a couple of weeks ago, how did that ripple through the Pittsburgh music community?
Man, that was, we all knew that he's been sick for a while, and he was doctoring for a few years here, and it just a shock. I mean, when anybody close to us in music around this area, Pittsburgh area, Beaver County area, passes away, you know, we all knew B.E. and loved him, and what a great guy he was.
Yeah, you know, that whole music scene, the Pittsburgh, Beaver County, wherever you happen to be from Western PA scene, you guys are all a family, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We are. Everybody knows everybody, and at one time, over the 51 years, we've probably all played with each other at least once.
So take me back those 51 years and tell me about the formation of the band. There are always stories about how this guy got together with that guy and all of a sudden a band was born. How was it with the Jaggers?
Well, actually, there was a couple bands. There was a band called Gary and the Jewel Tones. They were playing at Geneva on the Lake at one time, and up in the Ashtabula area, and they got together with Donnie and the Donnells, and that was, of course, Donnie Iris's band, and it formed from there. And then there was another band from Beaver County called the Bell Boys that I was in, and I joined, and we formed the Jaggers.
Amazing. Now, did the Jaggers ever come here to Indiana?
Yes, we did play there. I think it was either in the late 60s or the early 70s. I can't remember exactly when, but we used to come up there a lot.
Oh, man. Oh, man. And you get to come back here to Indiana. We're so looking forward to the Northern Appalachian Folk Festival because we get guys like you coming in. Now, you said you do how many shows, 20, 25 a year?
Yeah, we do about 20, 25 shows a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what are we going to hear? Because I know you put out, a couple of years ago, you had a brand new album out.
Right, right. We'll be doing a lot of the things that are on our last two or three CDs and some songs that that we did back in the late 60s.
One of the first songs that you guys did, weren't you one of the singers on it, or the singer on one of your first releases?
Yeah, I was lead on Gotta Find My Way Back Home.
That's the one. That's the one, yeah. I'm thinking of.
Now, that song was written by Mervyn and Melvin Steels, and actually they're from this area, and they also wrote Could It Be I'm Falling in Love for the Spinners.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, yeah. that was our second single.
That was the one that that I remembered. And, of course, the rapper. When that thing became as big as it became, how did you guys react to that? What was going on with you?
Well, it was crazy. We were like 22, 23 years old, you know, and we just expected that. I don't think we were shocked at all. We just, we were playing six, seven nights a week, just traveling. Traveling around, we would do a club for six nights someplace, and then we'd go to a college on a Sunday, and we just watched it go up the charts, and it start selling like crazy. I don't think the record company liked it at all. but they had to put it out because we had a contract with them. So they put it out, and it started selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, and then once Dick Clark got a hold of a song, that's when you knew you were there, huh?
Yeah, we did the Dick Clark show, and we did a little tour in California at that time.
Oh, I remember another song, What a Bummer. Was
right,
that you
right,
guys?
Right, yeah.
What a bummer.
Well,
it was
a bummer, Todd, because nothing happened with that, really.
But I remember it. You know, I had brothers who were older than me, and I remember Jagger's Records playing on there.
That was a good tune.
Yeah, yeah. So when you guys are out on the road, how far out do you get? Do you play basically regional Western PA, or do you go more extensive travels?
No, we do the tri-state area now, back then, we did many tours, you know, with the record being as successful as it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going to be good to have you here next week.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. You get together for rehearsals quite often, or do you guys, like, hand in glove, you already know what you're doing?
No, when we want to do something new for stage, we'll get together, you know. But, we've kind of been doing the same tunes for a while, a lot of the stuff off the album, so... kind of like riding a bike.
51 years. Unbelievable. And here you come to Indiana. And okay, so it's the first time in like 40 years that you've been here in Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Well, my brother went to Indiana, up to IUP, and like I say, that was always a good school for us years ago doing the concert scene.
Jimmy, we're really looking forward to it. I want to thank you for joining us here on Indiana in the Morning today.
Thank you, Todd.
You have a wonderful day, and we'll look forward to you coming up in a couple of weeks.
Okay, I'm excited.
There you go. We are too.
Thanks a lot.